"Want to see something interesting?" Durr asked. Joss, Zan, Tulk, and Barriss were in the cantina, all drinking some form of alcohol except the Jedi. "Have a seat," Joss said. Durr sat and pulled a small device from his pocket, a stressed plastoid and metal sphere about the size of a human child's fist. He held it up. Joss squinted at it. "Can't say I'm overly enthralled," he said. "Wait." He took another drink, set the mug down, and squinted at the device again. "Nope," he said. "Still not enthralled." "Looks like a spice ball," Zan said. "That would be interesting." Joss raised his mug in silent agreement. Barriss said, "It's from a cam droid. Military grade, looks like." "Give the Jedi first prize," Durr said. He set the sphere on the table and activated it. The holoprod rezzed up from the sphere, 1/6 life-sized. There were some broad-leaved trees, a lot of burned-out or blown-up droids, and a few clone troopers lying about. Everything was canted at an odd low angle, as if recorded from a few centimeters above the ground. After a moment, a trio of humans appeared, working their way through the downed machines and bodies. They wore black and purple thin skins and jump boots, with slug-thrower carbines slung over their shoulders. "Those are Silesian mercenaries," Barriss said. The three mercenaries were scavenging, picking up tools and weapons from the battle site and checking the clone bodies. There was no sound, and the image occasionally wavered a bit, breaking into digital blocks and then steadying again. "Droid was on its last power reserves," Durr said. Suddenly, the three Silesians froze. They dropped their weapons and raised their hands, then backed away from their fallen armaments. A moment later, a man walked into the cam's frame, a blaster rifle held on the trio. Joss looked at the human. The odd angle made recognition difficult, but still he felt he knew this guy. "Fo Jai," Barriss said. As they watched, Jai smiled, then threw his gun to the ground. "What's he think he's doing?" Zan said. Tulk was watching the holo closely. "He knows what he's doing," she said. The holo flickered again as Jai moved in and the three Silesians went for him. A moment later, all three mercenaries were on the ground, and darned if Joss could tell what had happened. Durr said, "Let's look at the replay on that." He touched a control on the sphere. Everyone sat up and watched carefully as the scene began again at 1/4 speed. Even slowed down, it wasn't easy to see exactly what Fo Jai did. But Joss knew enough anatomy to recognize what damage had been inflicted as the three mercenaries fell. One had a crushed larynx, one a broken neck, and the third had taken an elbow to the temple that had surely cracked the skull. Fo Jai went to each in turn, squatted next to the body, and appeared to take something. The image froze as he squatted next to the last one. "Not sure what he was doing at the end," Durr said, "but I'd guess he was taking some kind of trophies. Separatist troops use sub-Q implants for ID, so it's probably pieces of clothing or something." Barriss would not have sought out a confrontation with Fo Jai. Jedi were trained to deal with conflict, not to go looking for it when there was no compelling reason to do so. But the next morning, as she had gone out into the dawn's relatively cool light to do some stretching exercises, the Bundaki fighter had swaggered into view and stopped to watch. "Up early, eh, Jedi?" She didn't bother to reply to the obvious comment, but instead continued her exercises. "I wasn't aware that the Jedi took vows of stillness," he said. His voice was clipped now, and there was an edge of steel underlying it. She stood and extended her hand straight over her head. "We don't," she said, bending to put her hands flat on the ground, keeping her legs straight. "We talk when we have something to say, not simply to hear our own voices." "You're angry." "I thought Jedi kept their emotions under control." Jai smiled. "Something I said?" His tone was taunting. Barriss turned to look directly at him. "No, something you did. You murdered three mercenaries." If that surprised Jai, his face didn't show it. And what makes you think so? Someone recovered a crippled camdroid. It was all recorded. Really? I'd like to see that. It doesn't bother you at all, does it? What? That you beat three people to death? He looked surprised. Is that how you see it? Is there another way to see it? Jai smiled and spread his hands in a gesture of innocence. I was unarmed, one against three, on a battlefield in a war, my dear Padawan. I was but utilizing the skills that I am paid to utilize. I'm a soldier. It is not considered murder to kill the enemy. Barriss stood, arms folded against her chest, looking at the Bundaki master. You're an expert fighter, and your hands and feet are as much weapons as a vibroblade or a stun baton. Those men had no more chance than they would have had you used a blaster on them. Pretending otherwise is disingenuous. Are you calling me a liar, Jedi? She faced him squarely. Yes. He smiled again, a cruel, triumphant smile. Such an accusation presupposes the willingness to back it up. Would you care to demonstrate the efficacy of your mystical force against my expertise? With the greatest of difficulty, Barriss held her anger in check and kept her mouth shut. After a moment, he laughed. That's what I thought. I beat one of your Jedi Knights in a hand-to-hand match, and it wouldn't really be fair for me to pick on a lowly Padawan now, would it? Enjoy your exercise, Jedi. He turned contemptuously and started to walk away. Barriss couldn't stop herself. She raised her hand, concentrated, and closed her open fingers into a fist. As Jai took another step, time seemed to slow for Barriss. Jai's left foot came forward, and as it approached his right, his boot twisted inward, no more than a few degrees, just enough to catch the heel of his forward boot. He tripped. Jai, tucked into an ovoid shape, one arm curving, hand turned inward slightly, so that his motion looked like a deliberate action. He dived, rolled on his arm, shoulder and back, coming up and turning slightly, a neat gymnastic move that left him standing in balance and facing her.